Alice opened the door. It led into a small gate and it wasn't much larger than a rat hole. She sat down and looked along the gate into the lovely garden. She wanted to get out of that dark hall and walk around among those beds and cool fountains, but she couldn't get her head through the doorway. "And I wanted my head to go through," thought poor Alice, "but my shoulders could hinder. Oh, I wanted to know to begin." So, you see, so many different things happened and very few things were impossible, thought Alice. She thought waiting by the little door is not useful, so she went back to the table. She looked and she hoped she might find another key, but she found only a little bottle on the table. "It wasn't here before," said Alice, and she found paper label on the bottle with the words "Drink me." It was beautifully printed on the bottle in large letters. It was saying "Drink me," but the wise little Alice was not going to do that in a hurry. "No, I will look first," she said, "and see if it's poisoned or not," because she read several histories about children. There were happening unpleasant things because they didn't remember the simple rules, such as, a red-hot poker will burn you if you hold it too long, and if you cut your finger very deeply with a knife, it usually bleeds, and if you drink much from a poison bottle, you will certainly become ill. She never forgot the last one. However, this bottle was not poisoned, so Alice tried to taste it and found it very nice. She very soon finished it.